This is Jill Bodonsky, and a Muse's Daydream coming to you from the streets of Kensington, California. Because every time I sit down to write a podcast, nothing happens. Then I go for a walk, and all of these ideas spill forth. So I figured I would do a podcast while I'm walking. And you can hear the birds sing. Here I am. Now I have no idea what to say. Oh, I know. I wanted to tell you why I haven't made a podcast lately. It's because I've been working on cards. I have made a deck of 50 cards that are creative thoughts. I have done this in the celebration of teaching creativity for 20 years and thinking, hey, this stuff really works. I need to get it out to more people, and I need to get it out in a form that is usable for those with short attention spans. So little paragraphs on cards with illustrations and a little bit of snarky humor. And if you don't find it funny, it's poetry. I thought would fit the prescription. We are coming close to one of our San Diego wild parrots. You can hear it. It sounds like either a sneeze or a laugh. There it is. These are beautiful birds with green and yellow and the sneeze. You can barely see them because they like to be up high. Anyway, there's a lot of traffic this morning because some of the roads are blocked off and people are going in different directions, and I almost got run over by somebody who went too fast. And that's what makes this podcast more exciting than doing it in the safety of my studio. And I'm glad you're here. I'm going to read you a couple of these cards so you get an idea of what they are in case you want to order them. But I forgot to bring them with me, so I'm going to go finish this walk, and then I'm going to go home and do just that. But I did want you to hear some of these birds, because they're birds. Okay, I'm in the shipping department of Creative Thoughts, which is also my living room. And hopefully the recording is a little bit better, but I did want to share some of these cards with you, and really the purpose of them is to help you get in the habit of thinking the thoughts that will make creativity easier for you, because we tend to make it harder because we are often captive to the negativity bias that comes with our factory settings. Like, many people think I'm not good enough, I don't know where this is going, look what other people are doing. Those are thoughts that really can screw up your motivation and make you more resistant. Whereas if you think, I'm curious about this, this might be fun, I'm human, so I might compare myself, but so what? I'm going to do it anyway. And if we have these cards in front of us and kind of look at them on a regular basis, we can get in a better habit of thought. Here is the lead card. It says, I'm not going to kid you. Creativity is scary. It's complicated, fickle, makes us feel vulnerable. But it's also one of the most gratifying and otherworldly ways known to humans to spend time. Creativity is freed when creative thoughts replace judgment and fear. These cards have thoughts that awaken action and unleash brilliance. They've been test-driven by thousands of happy creative seekers. So pick a card daily-ish, read it to yourself 3 times, and the door to your mind will open and invite you into play. Wear something comfortable. So I'm going to pick a card. The card I picked is the one on top that I had planned to pick. And it has a picture of one of my phones that I drew sort of with my eyes open, sort of with them closed. And it is the What If Hotline. When I dial the What If Hotline, my imagination and intuition get on a party line and order possibilities for delivery. If it takes more than a half an hour to show up, I get a free association. Hooray! The words What If are like operators standing by to connect me to new ideas.
Please hold for a very important message.
The more I repeat, what if, the richer the ideas. What if I did my podcast while I was walking? What if I painted the sky orange instead of blue? What if my character had a secret life as a mustache groomer? The words what if take us to new places. And I was kind of waxing on that. It stopped at the more I repeat what if, the richer the ideas. But I am going to have a Zoom workshop for all those who buy the card deck to talk about how you can apply these to your life in a richer way. So I'm going to put some music on so you can order while the music is on. The link is in the show notes. I just realized you could pause the recording and order them, or even order it at the end of the recording, so I'm going to turn the music off. But I am going to say thank you for listening, and hopefully if you buy a deck, it's going to bring you great joy, or even just a little bit of laughter, and I don't think I need to tell you that we need some laughter right now. Keep listening to Amuse's Daydream podcast. I'm going to be making the cards this season's focus, so I'll be picking a card each episode. And I won't be picking all of them, so you'll still want to get a deck. And you won't be able to see the illustrations because this is a podcast. I'll be reading the card and then giving you a creative prompt or just elaborating on how it can be helpful in your life. And by the way, these tools come from the Kaizen Muse Creativity Coaching Training, and another one will be starting up this June 2024. So if you're interested in taking your creativity deeper, getting through blocks, just if you love talking about creativity and are even interested in helping liberate the creativity of others, let me know. We'll talk about it. You can read more about it at themusesin.com or kaizenmuse.com. So check the show notes for those links. And if you take a little 30-second step on your project, you'll lower the fear, the resistance, and you may just find yourself in a momentum. So there's your other tip for the day. What if you did that?